Madame Fair, you know something on this?
Madame Fair is the name of place.
Yes.
Not place.
But in that place, there are some trees. Is there some pastime in this Madame Fair?
Madame Fair is the link of Nathan Goswami.
Did he live there? That is the original tank, one to three, the smallest tank is this.
He also came to Mathura and established here Keshav Dev, Adi Keshav. In Vrindavan, Govinda Dev, Madan Mohan, Gopinath. In Kameban, Kameshwar Mahadev, Vrindadevi.
He established Vrindadevi.
And
Vrindadevi is made of stone.
And Luklupi Kund and so many kunds. Charnakinha, Bhojan Thali.
He established
it. We rest. Where there is no place, he did mandir there. He did mandir, established mandir. Mandir means temple there. Sometimes, somewhere, tank, sarovar. Somewhere, footprints of Krishna. Somewhere, he established Rasmandal. The Rasmandal is in so many places.
Yes.
In Vrindavan, Sevakundi also there is a Rasmandal. Like a song.
Yes. To represent the Rasmandal of the places.
Everywhere he established like song, where there is first sense of Rasmandal. Established Imritala, Sivakum. There's so many places in Braj Mandal. Yes. Everything is covered.
Uh-huh.
Made remembrance of there.
Yes.
On what subject that was in?
You were saying that you're talking on Madan here.
Huh. The she established Madan Mohan Temple. Also.
Yes.
But after 4,000 years, for the year of Mohanlal invasion, the Pujari took the murti of Madan Mohan and they went away to Gokul. When Advaita Acharya came in Vrindavan,
yes.
He saw, he took darshan of that deity, Madan Mohan,
yes.
At Gokul.
Uh-huh.
Later on, this Sri Vikra,
yes.
Anyhow came to Mathura.
Uh-huh.
When Sanatana Goswami came to Vrindavan, Rup Goswami,
yes.
There was only forest and forest there. No living persons there. No.
So the places that had been established already now again were covered?
Again covered. Then Sanatana Goswami there used to go to Govardhan,
yes.
From Vrindavan. And from Vrindavan Govardhan and do parikrama of Govardhan and then used to come to Mathura. Because there were so many good classes of bhakti here.
Uh-huh.
And in their home, they used to take Madhupuri.
Yes.
There were the Chauve here. Chauve and Chaturvedi, Brahman. Malli, his widow wife was there.
Yes.
In the home. And he had a very rich temple there. In his house, in his temple he has a deity, Madan Mohan. That deity, original deity.
From Vajna.
Vajna.
Mm-hmm.
Later on he came to, that deity came to Chaturvedi Parivar. Family. Then Sanatana Goswami, one day, went to that Chaturvedi house for Madhukari.
Yes.
He saw that two wires are playing.
Yes.
He saw that one boy was Shyamvarn.
Shyamvarn
is very, very beautiful, wearing pillow. Yellow vastra was much attracted to that boy. They were playing Guli Danda. When that boy of Chaturvedi, Brahmani, was defeated, Krishna at once came upon the soldiers of that boy. So that you are my horse, carry me to that tree. Did you? So
one boy, the Krishna boy, was climbing on the other
boy?
No,
boy. While the son of that widow was playing with Krishna, Madan Mohan.
See?
One was Madan Mohan, as
yes,
well.
Yes.
And other boy with whom he was playing,
yes,
was the son of that widow.
So he saw this, or this was actually happening?
That happened.
I see.
They were two friends.
I see. So not deity, but actual Krishna.
As a deity, he lives in the mandir, temple,
yes,
and he comes out and plays the that choir.
I see.
In choir space.
I see.
When Madan Mohan defeated that boy.
Yes. He made him carry him.
But when Krishna was defeated by that boy, And that Vasudev told that, come on, I will sit down with you. Then Krishna fled away. And this boy ran after Krishna. And Krishna ran away to the temple and sat down on the throne. And Pujari was giving warning to that boy, widow boy, that don't come here. If you come, I will beat you. Then that boy became angry with Krishna and told him,
you are cheating.
You are cheating, Sale. I will see you. I will not play with you. And Krishna, sitting there in the presence of Pujari, but Pujari was not seeing. She was telling, Krishna was telling that, what you will do?
What you can do to me?
Because Krishna is here. Sanatana Goswami was very much affected with this. She began to come daily. And he thought daily anything, any past, very beautiful past time. One day this boy wept, weeping. Widow, the mother of that boy, told, why you are weeping today? Why you are not playing? Krishna and Madan Mohan and that boy were weeping for taking anything breakfast. So the woman was preparing khichdi. No khichdi?
Yes.
Chawal and dal. She had not taken bath. She had not washed her mouth. Yet she was doing dhatun. Dhatun, you know?
Yes.
The trees, neem tree are. There are two ends of that dhatu. One in mouth and other
out.
And from other end, water comes. Like, water. See, but she had no kalsi at that time.
Yes.
Kalsi, you know?
Yes.
What?
Means like no proper.
Spoon.
Yes.
At that time, everything is not there.
Yes.
So, in hurry,
yes,
she went doing like this and also like
this.
Both things. And after that, she get very, very warm khichdi.
Very hot.
So, boys, and by doing, in doing, and with a fan, she made cool the khichdi. And she gave with her hand, without washing anything, she gave khichdi to me. Two boys. Sanatana Goswami said, when they went away to play, Krishna called that lady and told that, why you are being so prompt? You should take bath, you should wash your hands, you should not do your dhatun like kalsi, you should prepare very, very pavitra, pravatra mani, purely, neat and clean, neat and clean. She took her hands on their ears. Why? That from today I will not do like this. This is sign of
your faith and faith.
We have made mistake. I will not do this. So, next day, Sanatana Goswami again came. She saw that two boys were meeting. And mother has gone to take bath in Yamuna. And it is late. She came and saw that two boys were meeting. She told that, don't weep, my boys. I'm coming just. And now I will prepare khichdi khandi. But it was too late. Boys were crying because they were hungry. Sanatan Goswami said, and two boys are eating. She called that lady and told, go down on her feet and told that you should excuse me because I have done mistake. Krishna want to take your everything in your any stage. No need of be neat and clean, no need pure, and not to take your bath and etc. Not to transfer your clothes and anything. You can do your seva as you like. Don't make cry these boys. Then he went away. And another day, he again came. Madan Mohan came from temple to Swamiji, Sanatana Goswami, and told that, oh Sanatana, I don't want to live here because this boy hurts me. I want to go with you, wherever you go. Sanatana Goswami, I have no shelter at all. And I live in the sheds of trees. Today here, tomorrow there, day after tomorrow there. No any certain place for me. So where I will carry you? Don't go. And other thing is that your mother has 9 lakhs of cows. Yet you stole makhan and misri to all gopis. I have no a single cow with me. How can I feed you makhan and misri and anything? So be there where you are. Don't try to come with me. I have nothing. I do only madhukri without namak, so without salt, and very hard. No rust at all. Rust, you know? Rust. In that very hard bread.
Dry, very dry.
Not like puri or anything. So don't come. But why? Caught the hand of Sanatana Goswami. Oh, I cannot see you. So take me. Then Sanatana Goswami permitted. You can come, but you should come on foot. I cannot carry you because you are very, very, very. Then, why? Madan Mohan told, but how can I? I am very little boy. I cannot walk so much. Then Sanatana Goswami told him that in the age of 5, you took Govardhan on your hands, you killed Bhutana, and you have done so many pastimes. So it is, I know that you can walk. If you want to go, you can walk. Mara piche se, piche na, piche piche se. On my behind, go, come on. Then he began to walk, and he started his journey. And behind Sanatana Goswami went to Vrindavan, where Sanatana Goswami gave a stone to sit down. And one stone behind Krishna, and two stones like this, and one stone like here. And if you can be here, I have no shelter at all. This tree is my shelter. So please wait. I am going to Vrindavan. Coming from Mathura, and I will have some madhukri, then I will feed you. He came to Mathura and brought some madhukri and gave Krishna. Krishna took 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. At last, one day he told that Sanatana, I cannot take this grindy chapati because they don't go.
I can swallow.
So give at least a salt piece of salt. Then Sanatana Goswami told, from where I can get salt? I will have go to door for take for this salt. I have left this salt also. Another day you will tell me to bring sweet and makhan and misery and all these things. How I can give you? So don't bother me. Then Sanatana Goswami, then Madan Mohan told that may I arrange? Sanatana Goswami told that yes, you can. In the meantime, that widow was searching Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where yet Madana or Madana as she used to call it Madana.
Yes.
Madana. See, when whole Mathura and searching Krishna, searching Madana, where Madana? Secret no trace here. She heard that one, that sannyasi, Sanatana Goswami used to come here. That boy may go with her. So, taking the address of Sanatana Goswami, she went to Vrindavan and began to cry, oh Madan, where you are, where you are. Where she cried, that place is called like Madan Ter. Ter means to call any man.
I see. Where she cried?
Madan Ter.
Alamba. You know Ter Alamba?
No.
Rupa Goswami has written. It is the midst of Javat and Nandagram. This place is in the middle.
Between.
But there were so many trees of Kadamba, and especially of this place or this place, that was called Ter Kadamba. Ter means to
call.
To call. Here Krishna used to climb on the top of the tree that was very, very high. And he used to call Dhavali, Shyamali, Kalindi,
Tishangi,
Gange, Dhavale, so many called. They were in number 16 lakhs only of Nand Baba. Vrishabhanu Maharaj has
and 9 lakh
more. 9 lakh.
Nanda Baba 9 lakh or 11 lakh?
9 lakhs.
Ab Nanda Baba.
And
11 lakhs.
11. And all gopis have lakhs of cows. In the midday, Krishna used to cowherd all the cows when he was at Nandagram in this area. Full of high cows. This time at 3, he used to call up all the cows in his numbering by his Malika.
One garland is called Manimala.
Manimala. He used to count them. If he knew that only one cow is not coming, then he will think, what is that cow? And at once again climb and used to call that very cow
by flute.
When she joins, then he calls the cows to come to Nandabagh. And that is Nandabagh, the rishi. Here he used to take milk from cows. Radhika used to come from Javad. Oh, this is Javad.
Yes.
Nearby.
Yes. buildings
there.
Just
yes,
there.
Yes. Yeah.
So many buildings there.
Yeah. From there, he used to come by this, only this Devas Mandir. Some gopis advised Srimati Radhika, we should not go by this path, because if Krishna is here, he will disturb anything. Radhika told and Lalita told, I will see what he does. I will go only by this path. Here, by coming, so many pastimes. Once he was coming with his friends, her friends, Krishna was milking. When she came nearby, Krishna did like this,
squirt her,
so that all mouth was
full of milk,
full of milk, and all began to laugh. In the night, here, sometimes, very near there, Jav, he used to call gopis from the tree by his float. So this tree is called Tirkadamba. Here, Rupa Goswami used to live so many years, so that the pastimes may come in his heart, and pastime may give him darshan. And he got so many darshan here. I have written something perhaps in this book, that once Purushanathan were remembering the pastimes of Krishna, and Sanatana Goswami was seeing what Rupa Goswami has composed, what he has written, poems. When Rupa Goswami remembered the pastimes of Krishna, of separation, and he wrote in poems, and then he uttered these poems with very virah,
very separation, very great then, separation,
then the leaves of Kadamba tree become dry and
fall down.
And when he wrote the poems regarding Milan,
meeting,
then where joy, the leaves of, new leaves of the Kadam came out
at once,
and they became broader and broader. Once they were talking about Krishna pastime, then it became so late, and the time of taking Mahaprasad was about to over. One lady, about 12, she came and told Rupa Goswami, who was thinking that today I have not offered anything to my Gurudev, our elder brothers, Srila Sanatana Goswami. So he was thinking that I have nothing to give. And in the meantime, that girl of 12 came, ordinarily, but so beautiful, but no ornament, no good dresses, but yet she was very beautiful. So he asked Rupa Goswami, oh Baba, you are talking and talking. You should take anything. My mother has told me to go to you and give some milk and rice and some
sugar,
so that they may prepare kheer,
sweet rice,
and they should offer to deity and then take. But they don't care who she was. Again she told, but they were not giving importance to that girl. Then she told that, oh, I am
preparing it.
You are very
so,
busy.
You are busy. So went in the forest and gathered some cow dung. Cow dung, you know?
Yeah.
Cow dung. And at once she prepared in a
moment.
And at once she prepared in a
moment.
Oh, Matika Varta.
Paper.
Earth and pot.
Mm.
Mm. And in a moment she told O Goswami, it is ready. Whenever you want, you can offer your deities and you may take it. My mother will angry, so I am going.
If I do so late, my mother may abuse me.
So he went away. When she went, then Rupa Goswami told that she has given something, so we should offer and take. Then he offered the by mind and gave it to Sanatana Goswami. When Sanatana Goswami took it on his jiva, he at once astonished and began to weep bitterly. Oh, she was not any else, but she was surely Radhika. And for you she has come. Don't again give him her any trouble. For you she has taken trouble to do cook this fire. And the bitterly cried. They took it, so smelling good smell, so sweet that they never forgot it. Here that thing was done.
Khandi means one deer.
Deer.
One means Prakash means the light of, as a light of sun. Light of Krishna is sun. Deer, one deer, that but means a
banyan tree.
Tree,
banyan tree.
Is the light of, when a divine light. So Krishna plays under that tree. Sometimes Krishna goes there. The tree dali.
Where?
Branches of tree are so length that they go across the river Jamuna, from there to another side of Jamuna. Jamuna is running very near to that bud. And cyclist plays with his friend cowherd. Sometimes he and the all friends use the branches of the tree like a pool.
Bridge.
As a bridge goes here and there. And lakhs of birds take shelter in the tree that so many cockles and peacock. Cuckoo,
we call English.
Cuckoo. And other birds. So many deer take shelter there. And when Krishna goes that tree, the mother of this cowherd sends something to eat for comfort for that boy, son. So they hang everything on the tree's benches. And in the midday, they sit in the very cold
circle of the
first circle, the next circle. And lots of friends sit down in so many circles. Those who are sitting behind Krishna, they are seeing that Krishna is
facing.
Yeah. Those who are sitting inside, by the side, they are also seeing that Krishna is face to face. Those who are very far away from Krishna, they are seeing that I am very, very near to Krishna. And with them Krishna is sitting himself and feeding others also. So many laughing matters are going on. One day Krishna with his friend Cowherd went there. You have heard from Srimad Bhagavat, this is story in Srimad Bhagavat, that once Krishna with his friends and cows went there. And when they were eating in circles, cows drink water there and went
wandered away.
They never even left living Krishna, but today they are seeing that here very, very soft and green grasses are there, and when they look forward, they see that here is also better than this. And so on they went away, leaving Krishna behind. They went in Munjatavi. Munjatavi means, you know, in the jungle side where Munji
grass, long grass.
Long grass. Fight. Upside,
yeah.
White. And when this grass is there, then if a matches is given, whole jungle will in a second will burn. So they went inside that grass burn. Burn means jungle.
Forest.
They went inner and inner, but they cannot come across. At last they missed their way to come out, and there they saw that it only jungle and jungle of that cross is standing, and it is midday. And it was warm season, so sands were very heating position. So they become very thirsty. but there was no Jamuna water there, very far away from Jamuna. Then they saw at once that how we can go there under, but they could not search anyway. At the time, the boys were sitting in search of this Krishna. They saw that where cows are going, has gone, no trace of cow. They stand and they do not ask Krishna and Baldev. But they themselves run away behind cows. By the trace of their footprints and the grasses which came out from their mouths. Seeing this, they went there, fed the cows there. When they entered in the forest of that grass, they also could not search any way to come. They went to the cows, near cows. Cows were there, at that time they were crying for water and for, because they were burning. At them any person of Kans, that Kans has sent any man, devil soul, to see that fair Krishna is with his friends and cows. And he was watching, and when he saw that all the friends and cows are in one place and in this jungle, he burned the jungle. And at once there was very, very air was
hot. They couldn't breathe, yeah.
Air came,
smoke
went down upside, and the cooler wind went to see the to take the place of warm wind. So blowing. Air was blowing.
Yeah. The wind was blowing.
Blowing. And by the air, as a chariot takes a man here and there, air as a chariot took all the fire here and there. So in a second, whole forest was burned. Cows began to weep, Krishna, Krishna, friends were crying, where Krishna and Baldev is. Krishna at once went there and saw that all friends and cows are weeping and they are gone. Krishna at once told them, close your eyes. Friends, understand that. Krishna knows any mantra. Mantra, you know? What is mantra?
There's no English. Like him. Maybe like him, but mantra.
You know mantra? Gopi mantra, Gopal mantra,
yeah.
Krishna mantra.
Maha mantra.
Maha mantra. Any mantra. And by mantra, he can subside this fire burning. And he will rescue us. Rescue?
Yes, protect, save us.
Ah, so he can protect us.
Rescue is perfect word.
Yes. He can protect us, rescue us. Krishna saw that once in the boyhood, boys are telling that Krishna has taken earth in his mouth. Surya Sudha called me and asked me whether I have taken any earth piece in my mouth. I told no, I have not taken. Then Yashoda asked her, that this boy, your friends are telling that you have taken. Baldev is also telling that you have taken. So you have must taken. I want to see your mouth. And if you have taken earth piece, I will do like this and like this. And he began to say that you are very naughty boy. I will tell your father also. He will also give you that thing. So she opened my mouth and saw, if at this time I will eat this fire in front of all these friends, they will go to my mother and they will also tell my mother. And then mother will give me slaps. So I should not do like this in front of this, my cowherd boy. So he told them to close their eyes. And they thought that Krishna might have known that he cannot charm his mantra, charm, he tell the hints.
Utter.
And by uttering mantra,